These were the keys which unlocked the treasures of the antediluvian world for me. With trembling fingers, I listened to Miss Sullivan's descriptions of the terrible beasts with uncouth, unpronounceable names, which once went trampling through primeval forests, tearing down the branches of gigantic trees for food, and died in the dismal swamps of an unknown age. For a long time these strange creatures haunted my dreams, and this gloomy period formed a sombre background to the joyous now, filled with sunshine and roses and echoing with the gentle beat of my pony's hoof. Another time a beautiful shell was given me, and with a child's surprise and delight I learnt how a tiny mollusk had built the lustrous coil for his dwelling place, and how on still nights, when there is no breeze stirring the waves, the Nautilus sails on the blue waters of the Indian Ocean in his ship of pearl. After I had learnt a great many interesting things about life and habits of children of the sea, how in the midst of dashing waves the little polyps built the beautiful coral isles of the Pacific, and the foraminifera had made the chalk hills of many a land, my teacher read me The Chambered Nautilus, and showed me that the shell-building process of the mollusks is symbolical of the development of the mind. Just as the wonder-working mantle of the Nautilus changes the material it absorbs from the water and makes it a part of itself, so the bits of knowledge one gathers undergo a similar change and become pearls of thought.